If you're determined to advance your sports career, the Masters in Sports Industry Management from Georgetown is the answer you've been looking for. Georgetown offers a part-time Masters in Sports Industry Management that prepares you to excel in the global sports industry. This program is ideal for working professionals because it offers flexible options to take classes online, on campus, or through a combination of both, so you don't have to interrupt your career to earn your degree. This is huge. You can literally keep earning while you learn. Keep your day job while advancing your skill set. So important. You don't want to have to stop down your career to go get your advanced degree. With the Georgetown program, you can do both. You'll leave the program with the communication, business, and leadership strategies that position you for success. To learn more about this great program, visit scs.georgetown.edu/workinsports. One more time, I'm going to repeat that. It's scs.georgetown.edu/workinsports.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkInSports.com, and this is the Work in Sports podcast. I have to admit, I was kind of bummed yesterday that there was no football. That's the thing about sports. You go for months keeping up with your team, you're reading articles, you're scouring all the transaction wires, and if you're like me, you listen to a lot of different podcasts, and then all of a sudden, it's done. I mean, my team won the Super Bowl this year, but the celebration when you're a fan doesn't seem to last as long. Like, you watch the game, you're totally into it, you're focused, you're intent, and then you watch the post-game shows, and then you watch maybe the Mic'd Up the next day, and you read all these articles, and then all of a sudden it starts to like drift off, like, all right, I guess we're done here. I miss that in-season feeling of getting excited and panicked over every moment. I miss the drama of the game, and that's kind of that's what sports is really about. You know, I can miss I can maybe not pay attention as much to the first half of the NBA season and then kick it up the second half. Same thing with baseball. Maybe you'd start tuning in a little bit later, and I'm not advocating this. Everybody has their own different style, but I know for me personally, every game matters so much in football that you feel drawn to it all the time. I am. Other sports with these long, long seasons, you feel like you can kind of tune out for a little while, come back to it, come in waves and get serious about it. I mean, I tune in college basketball, I don't know, about now and get ready for March Madness. So I'm not trying to sound like a selfish, spoiled fan who isn't satisfied ever. I'm actually remarking how fun the season is and then how sad it can be when it's over. I guess this will wear off. I'll transition to NBA and NHL, maybe check some college hoops, get ready for March Madness. But I always get a little out of sorts after the end of football season. Maybe you guys feel the same way. Maybe it's the weather, too. It's nasty here in Philly. You finish up the season and it's like, meh, I guess we'll move on to something else. Anyway, before I get into today's question, I am curious. Did anyone watch the Alliance of American Football? I know I'm talking about the end of football, and I could have chosen to watch the AAF yesterday, but I just couldn't do it. What about you? Did you try out the new league? If you did, I want to know your thoughts. What did you notice or like, or I'd love to hear your take. If you're a member of our private Facebook group, head over there and let me know if you watched any of the AAF games and what you thought. If you aren't a member of that group, well, here's your chance to join. Head over to Facebook, type in the Work in Sports podcast in the search bar, answer a few quick questions from me, and I will accept you personally into the group. It's a great group. Not only are there great discussions on sports careers, but there's also a ton of people looking to network and learn from each other, including many of our expert guests. Speaking of which, Wednesday's Work in Sports podcast will feature Tierra Brown, Charlotte Hornets Manager of Corporate Social Responsibility. Big word there, social responsibility, very important in today's society. Such a growing and important sector of the sports industry, Tierra shares a ton of her experience in working in the community of Charlotte. And now, let's get to today's question. This is a subject I want to expand upon after it was brought up during our Facebook Live session on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. I'm really promoing a lot of stuff here. Okay, so let's get the schedule down. Mondays is our podcast QA session. You guys send in questions, I answer them, go really in depth. Wednesday is our expert interview on the podcast. Then on Thursday, I host a Facebook Live session at 7:30 p.m. Eastern from the Work in Sports Facebook page, not the podcast group page, the Work in Sports company Facebook page. The reason I do that is because we have a larger group there. And my technology works better on that page. So anyway, the question, the way that format works on the live is pretty cool. I pick a teachable theme, I call it, each week. So we've covered topics like how to network on social media, mastering your cover letter, leveraging LinkedIn. I talk about that subject in a very actionable way. So things you, after you listen, you'll be able to go and do is my point. I always want it to be things you can take action with. So I do that for the first 20 to 30 minutes, and then I open the floor up to everyone in attendance. The questions, just whatever you want to ask about your sports career, and I try to handle them all. They can expand on the theme we're discussing, or they can be in a totally different direction. They can be general advice or on something like interning, or they could be very specific to you and your needs. It's all fair game, and it's a lot of fun. I think so. And everybody that's been there, I mean, a lot of people keep coming back each week, so that's a good thing. Must be fun for them. And I hope to just keep growing that audience. Again, it happens every single Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on the Work in Sports Facebook page. Again, not the podcast group page. That's different. We're doing this from our main corporate page to reach as many people as possible. Okay, so the question this past week came in from Gregory, who's a big fan of the show and a great contributor. He asked during the live session, "Hey, Brian, do you think it's a bad idea to turn down a job if you feel it may not be the best fit, but you really want to keep the possibility of another job with that team?" So it sounds like Gregory has an opportunity to take a job with a team that he wants to work for, but isn't sure this exact opportunity is the right fit. Tricky, right? This is where we get raw and honest, and that's the whole point of these podcast episodes. I think a lot of people out there that would give you advice would tell you, oh, don't take the job if you think it's the wrong fit. Or they tell you, don't forget how powerful you are and that you get to make the decision in this process as well. And you're deciding your future with each move, so don't take a step that won't make you happy. Well, all that is good, but in my mind, it is naive. Yes, you want to be 100% happy. You want to drive towards your goals. You want to find the perfect fit, pay your bills, put money in the bank, and feel great going to work every day. You want a job you can brag about to friends and feel socially validated. That is everybody's goal, right? All that is great stuff, and it should be your goal. But to reach goals, you have to take steps. You don't start at the finish line. You have to chase it. You have to run out of breath. You have to think about quitting, and you have to push through. That's part of the process. Not always, but most of the time it is. Now, this is not some overly masculine grit and spit and determination speech, because I hate that crap too. I don't buy that. This is about setting your sights on a target and taking the steps to achieve it. If you have identified an organization that represents your dream scenario, like that's somebody you really want to work for, take any opportunity you can to get inside those walls, period. Here's why. Number one, opportunity comes from the inside out. In a few of my previous career stops, I did a lot of hiring staff, and my GM and I had a philosophy that we were very much aligned with that I've also realized over time as I've interviewed and talked to more people in hiring roles that it wasn't just our philosophy, it's kind of the norm. Let's say we had 10 job openings in a year. Now, you don't always know that in advance, but I'm just using an easy number here. Let's say we had 10 job openings. I would try very hard to fill half of the openings with someone from the outside and half of the openings with internal promotions. Why? Well, it's easy. We'd hire from the outside when we had a stellar candidate that came from a business that came from a really well-known business and had experience we thought could help change the overall intellect of our operation. Like, they're going to be a really big asset to bring in. They could bring new ideas, new enthusiasm, some additional credibility to our staff. They'd change the operation in a really good way. The other 50% of the time, I would really focus on promoting from within. And this was for another couple of reasons. We had identified somebody that was deserving. They knew our way, our culture, and our process. So the ramp up time would be quick. They'd be up and running in the role pretty much immediately. And finally, and most important, it sent a message to the entire staff that if you work hard, there is a career path for you here. There is growth. There is opportunity. When I promoted someone from within, the buzz in the office was palpable. People loved it. And I made sure I made a big deal about it. It wasn't just like one day they're an associate producer and the next day, hey, they're a producer. They have new responsibilities. We'd make a big deal out of it. I wanted everyone to know we looked far and wide and the best talent we had was right here all along. Why is this important for this discussion? Because if you have identified an organization you really want to work for, get in the door. Be that person who becomes known for their hard work, their willingness to do it all, to learn, to grow, and to push the role to new heights. Every job, keep this in mind, every single job is essentially a long-running interview. Seriously, it is. Every day you're proving yourself to your superiors and you're sending them a message. You're saying either, I'm the person who's going to be CMO someday, or I'm the person who will probably top out at director. You're sending those messages every day you work. If you take this job, Gregory, you have the chance to prove yourself day in and day out within the organization you've identified as wanting to be in. That's huge. Number two, there's less competition for the internal promotions. Think about this. If you take this job and you are in the building and you've proven yourself, you've narrowed the competition for yourself for the next opportunity that you really want. I've already shown how important it is to be in the building because those internal promotions come knocking. And it's much easier for a manager to promote from within. There's less, think about it from their perspective. There's less interviewing, less background checking, less relocation concerns, less HR stuff, less training. Promoting from within is easy and great. But now think of it this way too. Who are you competing with for an internal promotion? One to two other people maybe? Which is better? Competing with two coworkers or the entire job marketplace? If you're on the outside looking in, you're competing with the rest of the job marketplace and those internal people who already have a leg up on you. So think about that. If you don't take a job like this, you don't take that opportunity, the next opportunity that comes around to this business, now you're still competing with the entire marketplace and those other people that are already in the building. It's a lot easier to get it from the inside. And number three, the final point I want to make on this, Gregory, and everybody else listening, it sends a message. I hate to admit this. If you turn down the job, it sends a message to the organization. I hate to admit this, but if you turn down an opportunity with an organization, it makes it less likely they'll look your way the next time around. Example number one, Josh McDaniels. Think teams were clamoring to hire him away from the Patriots this year after he spurned the Colts last year? No, they were not. Trust was broken. Now, it's not the same for you as an everyday worker, but Josh is still a good example. If you turn down an opportunity within an org, chances are they're going to look past you the next go round because they're going to think, well, I don't know what this person wants, right? I don't know if they're going to take this one. I'm not going to take that risk again. I say, take the gig. If it's an organization you want to work for, take the gig. Prove yourself. Take your lumps in a little, even if it's not the perfect fit, but crush it anyway and get that promotion in the future. All right, that should cover Greg's question. I think it's a really great topic. I will remind everyone again, Wednesday's guest is Tierra Brown, Charlotte Hornets Manager of Corporate Social Responsibility. Thursday, we'll have another great Facebook Live session. I know it's Valentine's Day, but you should still tune in at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be talking about the power of volunteering for your sports career. And I have a special guest who will be joining me, which I'm very excited about. So tune in then. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Now it's time to get to work. We'll be right back.